Hi, I'm Gary Vincent from Magic 105.4, and this is Wildside, your exclusive ZSL London Zoo podcast. And there's only one thing to talk about this month, the new resident of Gorilla Kingdom. Arriving soon, he's already caused a stir with not only the female gorillas, but also the press. But what's his story? What's his name? And how are the keepers of Gorilla Kingdom preparing for his imminent arrival? There's only one way to find out in this very special edition of Wildside.
If you want a quick, easy way to book tickets for the zoo, head to the online ticket shop. Online tickets can be purchased for the same day or up to 6 months in advance and mean you can avoid the queues with the Fast Track entry system. It's quick and easy, so whether for a couple of people or a group, get wild and closer than ever before. Book online at zsl.org.
My name's Daniel Simmons and I'm a zookeeper at ZSL London Zoo.
And my name's Iona Stewart, I'm also a zookeeper at London Zoo.
The new gorilla coming in is a male called Yeboah. He lives in France at the moment and he's coming to us really soon. The three females that we have here already at the zoo will be extremely excited when they see him.
What we've done is we've shown the girls some photos of the new boy so they all know who to expect. They got quite excited. We showed them the photos and they ran around playing with them, FE81. So hopefully they'll recognise him when he arrives and they know what to expect.
All the gorillas are part of what's called the EEP, which is the European Endangered Species Programme, and maintaining a long-term population of zoo gorillas is part of what ZSL London Zoo is all about, and Yeboah is very much part of that. So he's part of this EEP, and it's literally a computerised system that's called a stub book within the EEP that lists all the gorillas that are suitable and genetically suitable, and so the relevant people will have looked at that and found him. It took many, many months. It's almost a year since Bobby, our previous male, died. It shows that we've taken our time and we've chosen the right male. He's 12 years old. He's still got a lot of growing to do. Iona's already been over to France to see him and she's heading back over to go and collect him as such. He's not yet fully developed. He hasn't even got his silver back yet. He's still what's called a black back gorilla. But as soon as he meets the females here, his hormones will kick in and he'll start developing quite literally in front of our eyes. It'll be really exciting.
We went over partly to meet him personally because all the decisions to move gorillas around tend to be made on paper, but then you have to follow that up and make sure that the individuals are actually well suited to the groups that they're going to and the enclosures that they're going to. So we went over to have a look to observe his behaviour firsthand and we were really pleased with what we saw. Fantastic social behaviour, so we think he'll fit in really easily and manage really well in our group. At the moment, Yeboah is in a bachelor group. As part of the EEP, we don't just have breeding groups all around Europe, but also a few bachelor groups as well. In the wild, sometimes male gorillas, when they leave their group that they're born in, they'll group together with a few other males for a short time before they then form their own group, and that's the situation Yeboah is in now. It was lovely to see him for the first time. It was really exciting because he's such a lovely male and socially so brilliant. Really quickly felt really positive and actually quite a lot of affection considering this is someone I'd never met, never worked with, didn't know him very well, but actually really fond of him. By the end of a full day spent with him, really, really pleased that he's come to join us.
The settling in process will be pretty much defined by him and our females, and it's really important that we're guided by them and their behaviours rather than us saying this is what's going to happen. But we have to sort of make some predictions so that we're roughly prepared for what's going to happen. We would expect that hopefully he'll get on very well with Majuku, our youngest female, perhaps quite quickly. She's a very socially well-advanced animal, not that the others aren't, but she's very smart and she knows how to get on the side of a male quite quickly. We've seen her do that before. So we'd expect perhaps a bond to appear there, followed by the other two fairly quickly. But our aim really is just to have them as natural as possible, as quick as possible, and that means having them together as a regular group as soon as we possibly can, and hopefully that will follow through with the behaviour of the animals.
Obviously, we're all hoping that we get a baby gorilla, at least one. Like Dan says, that we're confident that Juki will probably get pregnant quite soon, that we think she'll probably be the favourite. As far as the other two girls, we're going to wait and see how soon that happens. It's difficult to say, but fingers crossed, some baby gorillas after 8 months at least.
Gorilla Kingdom opened in March 2007, and the year that followed, we had somewhere in the region of about 1.3 or 1.4 million people. It was a real record year in terms of recent times. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if we were looking at sort of 2 million plus visitors. Gorilla Kingdom's a fantastic exhibit. It really is a great family day out, as is the whole of the zoo, but especially when you've got young animals or baby animals, and there's nothing really that can beat a baby gorilla. So when, I'd like to say when rather than if, we have a baby gorilla, it's going to be an awesome thing for people to come and visit.
Stuck for a gift idea this Christmas? The ZSL London Zoo Adoption Scheme is the perfect present. From Pipsqueak the meerkat to Ricky the rockhopper, there's loads of animals to choose from, and benefits include a free e-ticket so you can visit your animal, a personalised e-certificate, exclusive web content and email updates. Animal Adoptions with ZSL London Zoo, a charity devoted to animal conservation. For details, see zsl.org.
I'm Gary Vincent from Magic 105.4, and that was the latest edition of Wildside. Don't forget to join us next month for the latest news and more behind-the-scenes information on Yeboah, plus our Christmas special. There's more Wildside at magic.co.uk/zoo or through your ZSL newsletter. And don't forget, if you've missed any previous editions, they're also available via iTunes. But that's all for now, so thanks for listening to Wildside.
Get wild and get closer than ever before at Gorilla Kingdom at ZSL London Zoo. It's your chance to see these amazing creatures in a natural, green, lush environment and learn all about how they live in the wild. Transport yourself to Africa at Gorilla Kingdom at ZSL London Zoo, a charity devoted to animal conservation. Book online for fast-track entry at zsl.org.